Hello and welcome to Exam, KBIA's weekly look into educational issues in Mid-Missouri. I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson. From the outside looking in, Frederick Douglass High School looks like the average school, complete with festive artwork and signs lining the empty hallways. But the reality is, Douglass is not a typical school. It's an alternative school. But it's the school's non-traditional approach to student learning that has started to catch wind. Douglass has been able to break down the barrier of stereotypes with the help of a cooking class and a teacher.
Eric, I'm going to have you with us since we're down to three other
people. Dara Booth is the My Cuisine teacher at Douglass High School. When she's with her students, she's reminiscent of an older sister rather than a teacher. But it is her dedication to her students in and out of the kitchen that has created a gateway of communication. Booth says Douglass gives teachers the opportunity to build relationships with his teachers.
I can message her on Facebook and say, where the heck are you? You get your butt to school. And, you know, she might give me an excuse, but then come.
And this bridge of communication has transcended into Booth's weekly My Cuisine class that teaches students the basics of cooking. Students spend most of the week in class learning the set curriculum, but once a week they hit the school's fully equipped Bulldog Cafe to put their cooking skills to use. The Bulldog Cafe primarily receives most of its food from Lucky's and buys the remaining food from Sam's Club. But like Booth says, the kitchen is where all the action is.
I mean, we share recipes and we talk trash. You know, who's going to have the best brownies or the best macaroni or the best sauce, or and being respectful but still having fun. Just things that you would do at home, friends and family, and it feels like I get to step back from teacher role for a bit and just join in and be family.
On today's menu item is an American classic, macaroni and cheese. Alon Powell is an 11th grader at Douglass High School. Powell enjoys cooking because it gives her an extra dash of confidence. But Powell says the one thing that sets Douglass apart is the genuine attitudes of the teachers.
And I feel like the teacher is actually trying to help, and it's not like a chore for them.
Audrey Taylor is a 9th grader at Douglass High School. Taylor says despite the school's artsy feel, Douglass gives students the opportunity to achieve academic success.
It's a better school for people who learn in different ways, you know? And I think it kind of has a reputation of, like, bad kids going here, but it's not all that. Like, there's really good people that go here.
Although she's aware of the common stereotypes and misconceptions of her students, Booth says the kitchen is a place where the judging stops and the students are given a second chance at innocence.
It can be really disheartening. I mean, they all know all the stuff that's going on, and some of them are in it. They're in the middle of court stuff or whatever that they have to deal with for choices that they've made. But I feel like in the kitchen I get to see that child side of them that probably didn't get a chance to grow up, and they can be that kid in the kitchen.
And while Booth's goal is to give her students the tools they need to succeed in the classroom, she says the main thing she wants her students to walk away with is the mindset that they have value.
I would say for me, that's what I want most for my kids, is for them to know that essentially that they're loved, that people care about them. And I think collectively as a staff, we get that.
That's this week's exam. I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson, and thanks for listening.